From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hey everyone, I'm Delos with Amory Pack, and welcome back to another episode of the Gay PHX Podcast. I'm truly honored to be sitting in the host chair throughout the month of July while Billy takes a little time to catch up on all the behind-the-scenes work that keeps Gay PHX running. Between maintaining the website, updating the community calendar, producing the podcast, live streams, business listings, and everything else happening behind the scenes, there's always something going on. I'm happy to help keep the microphone warm while he gets everything caught up. Before we jump into today's episode, I also want to remind everyone that GayPHX.com is so much more than just a podcast. It's your home for hundreds of LGBTQ+ events happening all across Arizona, a growing directory of community organizations and LGBTQ+ friendly businesses, and GayPHX Live, where you can listen throughout the day to music from LGBTQ+ artists, enjoy interviews with members of our community, and stay connected wherever you are. At the top of every hour, you'll also hear the latest LGBTQ+ headlines from our friends at Lookout News, keeping you up to date with what's happening here in Arizona and across the country. And if you missed any of our recent live stream community discussions, don't worry, you can watch them anytime on GayPHX.com, including our conversations with Lookout News, Onyx Southwest, the Queer Center, and the Phoenix Pride Town Hall. They're available whenever it's convenient for you. Now, speaking of community, we'd like to send a huge congratulations and thank you to Roro Dogs for hosting the very first special Wiener Wednesday at Stacy's at Melrose. What an amazing afternoon it turned out to be. The place was absolutely packed from beginning to end. The atmosphere was incredible, and by the end of the event, Roro Dogs completely sold out. That's an amazing problem to have, and it's a testament to how much our community shows up to support events. We also want to thank everyone who stopped by the Gay PHX booth. We had an absolute blast custom engraving dog tags, and thanks to all of you, we gave away every single dog tag we brought with us. Seeing so many familiar faces and meeting so many new ones made the afternoon even more memorable. The best part? This wasn't just a one-time event. It was the very first special Wiener Wednesday, and we're excited to say you won't have to wait until the next National Hot Dog Day to do it again. Roro Dogs, Gay PHX, and our community partners are already looking forward to bringing everyone together again for another special Wiener Wednesday in the near future. Congratulations again to Roro Dogs for creating such a fun community event. Thank you to Stacy's at Melrose for hosting everyone, and thank you to every single person who came out to support 1 in 10. Together, we showed what happens when our community comes together for good food, good friends, and a great cause. If this is the first time you're hearing me, let me introduce you to Amory Pack, including Pup Dante and Pup Apollo, sharing a bit about why we're here.
Hey everyone, I'm Pup Dante. Amory Pack is all about building community through education, mentorship, inclusion, and friendship within the pup community. Whether you're already a pup, just beginning to explore the community, or simply curious about what the pup community is all about, our goal is to create a welcoming place where people can learn, ask questions, make friends, and discover another amazing part of our LGBTQ+ community.
And I'm Pup Apollo. If you'd like to learn more, I invite you to visit amorypack.com. That's AmoryPack.com. Where you can find my dog blog documenting our personal journey in the pup community, educational and support resources, information about our community, upcoming events, and opportunities to connect with others in a welcoming, judgment-free environment.
Thank you both for that introduction. Now this week, Billy sits down with Bill Watson of Watson Services for a conversation about serving the community, building relationships through local business, and the importance of supporting one another. It's another reminder that our LGBTQ+ community grows stronger because of people who invest their time, talents, and passion into making Arizona a better place. Now, let's pass the microphone over to Brian, our Desert Den Daddy, for this week's Hot 3 Events.
You're listening to GayPHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, I have a question. Who looked at this week's calendar and said, you know what, let's make Tuesday fabulous? Because somehow this week starts with a cult classic, graduates into tequila and a drag queen, and finishes by putting you in the middle of a game show. Honestly, that's the kind of scheduling I can get behind. Now, before we get started, quick public service announcement. If you've been saving that outfit because you're waiting for the right occasion, this is it. Life's too short. Wear the boots, wear the glitter, wear the mesh shirt, or wear your favorite flannel, and come exactly as you are. Around here, everybody gets a seat at the table, although some tables come with tequila. And trust me, one of these events might just become your new favorite night out. Phoenix, Daddy's Found 3, this is Brian's Hot 3, your glitter bomb, community-approved Desert Den Daddy guide to where you need to be this week. Hot pick number one, Lookouts, Summer of Solution, Cry Baby, at the Royal Kitchen and Cocktail, Tuesday, July 21st at 6 o'clock. If you've never taken a trip into the wonderfully weird world of John Waters, baby, fasten your emotional seatbelt. This week's Summer of Solutions features Cry Baby, the cult musical comedy starring a young Johnny Depp before he even had enough scarves to open his own fabric store. Set in the 1950s Baltimore, it's packed with music, revels, romance, and enough camp to keep a drag brunch jealous. But this isn't just a movie night. After the credits roll, stick around for the community discussion, because sometimes the best part isn't what happens on the screen, it's hearing what everybody else took away from it. Great food, great cocktails, great conversation, and let's be honest, watching John Waters with a room full of LGBTQ+ folks just hits differently. Hot pick number two, Diva Tequila, Drag Guided Tequila Tasting, Thursday the 23rd at 6 p.m. Now this is what I call continuing education. Tonight's lesson, tequila. Professor, the absolutely fabulous Mina Inez Adam. You'll sample different tequilas, learn a little history, and spend the evening with one of Phoenix's favorite entertainers. Honestly, if your history teacher had worn sequins and served tequila, I probably would have paid a lot of more attention in school. Just remember, this is a tasting, not a challenge. Hydrate between pours, compliment the queen, and maybe don't text your ex until tomorrow. Your future self will appreciate the restraint. Hot pick number three, Game Show Live at Cobalt, Friday, July 24th, 7 p.m. Raise your hand if you ever shouted answers at the TV during Family Feud. Well, now it's your turn. Game Show Live throws away the script and hands the fun over to the audience. You'll find improv comedy, celebrity impersonations, wild challenges, Phoenix drag royalty, and enough audience participants that sitting quietly really isn't an option. Featuring some of our favoritely wonderfully chaotic nightlife personalities, every show is completely different because, well, y'all are unpredictable. And thank goodness for that. Besides, who doesn't secretly want to hear a room full of strangers cheering for them? Even if it's because you somehow won a completely ridiculous challenge involving inflatable chickens or whatever fabulous nonsense you've dreamed up for this week. Phoenix, see? I told you this week wasn't going to disappoint. A movie, a margarita, okay, tequila, and a game show? If that's not a well-balanced diet, I don't know what is. Whatever you decide to do this week, I hope you laugh a little louder, meet somebody new, support one of our incredible venues that keeps our community thriving, and maybe remind somebody who's been feeling a little disconnected that there's always room for them. Because that's what makes this community special. Not the events, not the buildings, not even the glitter. Although, let's be honest, the glitter does help. It's the people. It's you. Thank you for spending part of your week with us. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Thank you for telling your friends about GayPHX. Thank you for supporting local businesses, performers, nonprofits, and every volunteer who works behind the scenes so our community has places to gather, celebrate, and simply be ourselves. We couldn't do this without you, and honestly, we wouldn't want to. Now go have an amazing week. Make good choices, or at least make really entertaining stories. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GayPHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person with your tax year countdown. Many LGBTQ+ seniors qualify for credits or refunds, but avoid filing because of past negative experiences. You deserve support that's safe, affirming, and accurate. Let's make sure you don't leave money unclaimed. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on socials.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, starting a business is hard enough. Trying to keep your books organized, staying financially on track, and avoid the panic that hits when tax season rolls around. That's where a lot of people start feeling overwhelmed. Now, full transparency, we recently signed up to work with Watson Services ourselves because Gay PHX keeps growing and we realized that we needed help getting more organized behind the scenes too. So today's conversation is partly about bookkeeping, but also about what small businesses should actually expect when they finally decide to ask for help. Please welcome to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, Bill Watson with Watson Services. Oh, Bill, thank you so very much for joining me today.
My goodness, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
So for listeners who may not fully understand, what exactly does a bookkeeper do?
That's a great question. A bookkeeper is your financial friend for your business. We are the folks that can be in your wings behind the scenes, helping you to keep your business's books up to date, right? We can help provide your financial insight into how your business is doing and help you really to make better financial decisions that are data-driven as you look to expand or even as you look to see if the business is as prosperous or as profitable as you think you're being. We do all sorts of things. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so we can help you with all sorts of things. This can be as small as tracking the transactions that you are submitting, all the way up to helping you to prepare financial reports, helping you to submit taxes. We can even help you complete your payroll if that's not something that you choose to outsource to an outside payroll service. So we really can be involved in your business a little bit to help you with guidance. We can be involved in your business a lot. It's all in what you're looking for help with so that we can help you focus on what makes your business special.
What are the signs that a business has reached a point where they probably need a bookkeeper to help them stay on top of things?
The first sign is you started a business or you have an idea of starting a business. It really is best to start just then, right? A lot of folks think I'm not big enough yet, right? I don't need a bookkeeper yet. I'll do that later. But bringing a bookkeeper in, even if it's just for an hour or two to help you strategize how your books are going to be set up in the very beginning, can go a long way to help you do your bookkeeping tasks on your own until you do get to a point where you really are ready to load some of those tasks. Now, down the road, when you are ready to spend more time on your business and you find that you don't have the time to focus on your books and keep them as up to date as you would like to, that's where a bookkeeper can come in. Again, we can come in as much or as little as you want, right? So if it's you want to enter the transactions, we can help you categorize them, or you can enter and categorize. We can help you with reconciliation and doing a review of the book and then helping you with the financial reporting at the end of each reporting quarter. It really just depends on how much help you're looking for. So I'd say if you've got a business really at any point, feel free to schedule a consultation, because whether it's me or any other bookkeeper, we just want to help you succeed, because being able to help you succeed helps us to succeed in having other small businesses that are out there and share the word of mouth of the services that we provide.
So now it sounds, because we've already got the train rolling down the tracks, we need to do catch up. If in a business, in a situation like much like ourselves, how can you help us?
Sure. So for businesses that have been around for a while, there's kind of two situations that can happen, right? If you have been very meticulous already with your books and your books are completely up to date, we can just do a handover, right? We can take over what has already been done, maybe improve some processes as we go. Or for other businesses who have been, like I said, focusing on those things that really make your business shine and are what make your business so special, we can come in and do a cleanup on your book. We've done this for several businesses here in the Valley, where we come in and help to catch up any transactions that haven't been entered, help to get them categorized, help to get all of your reconciliations completed so that all of your bank records match within your book, and help to get all of your financial statements out there, and then get you a plan to keep you going forward. So we may need a little bit more time and attention in the very beginning as we do that cleanup. But once we've done that cleanup, then we can assess what the ongoing maintenance will look like. And as long as there's not drastic changes in the business, it should be pretty easy for us to then guesstimate what those services will be on an ongoing basis so that we can give you some expensive for bookkeeping services that are repeatable and you know what's coming each month. So it's not like this expense that I know I have, but I don't know what the amount is, and it's looming out there in the future.
Much like myself, because I keep trying to warn you about what you're going to get yourself into working with us.
Now, oh, you're going to be fine.
A lot of small business owners avoid stuff like this out of fear of embarrassment. You and I have discussed that this is, to me, more intimate than other things that happen in my life. Is this more common than you think? Sure. How do you talk someone off the ledge, much like you did for myself?
Absolutely more common. Sharing your financial situation with someone else is a very personal thing to do, which is why being a bookkeeper, someone must be very trustworthy in order to be able to get the trust of the person that they're hoping to work with in order to gain this agreement. But it's also important that as you do choose a bookkeeper from a business's perspective, you do choose somebody that you trust, but you also have an agreement in place. A handshake agreement for something like bookkeeping is really not good enough. You do need to have a formal agreement in place for things like your bookkeeping, because you want to make sure that whoever is looking at your finances isn't going out and talking to other people or businesses about the financial situation you find yourself in, right? Think of a situation where you might be preparing to expand or getting ready to change your business. This person's going to have information about your business that normal folks out on the street don't have about your business. So it's really important that you find somebody that you trust, and that with that person that you do trust, that you do formalize that agreement. So I'd say make sure you're not just finding somebody that you, the first person you find out in the yellow pages, right? Or on Yelp, or the first person you find when you do a Google search. Make sure you're really meeting this person in person, or having a meeting with this person to really ensure that you can trust this person and that you are getting that confidentiality agreement, if nothing else, with that bookkeeper, so that you can feel more at ease sharing things like view only access into a business's bank account, allowing them to get in and categorize things in your QuickBooks account or whatever bookkeeping service it is that you are using. There's a lot that you're opening up to someone that you may have never met before.
And that's why it was important for us to find someone that was part of the community that we could work with, because when you look at the transactions, I don't want you to then question, why is this Club 5-for-1? Why is this XYZ? Why is or without having to explain all those things necessarily, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And there, with your bookkeeper, you're always going to have conversation, right? That is something you should always be prepared for, right? If I don't know why a specific transaction is there, that's a question that I'm going to come ask you about so that I can make sure I categorize it correctly on your behalf. But to your point, the fact that Watson Services is an LGBTQ-owned business here in Phoenix, right? I get where a lot of these transactions are coming from. I know how to categorize a lot of these things because I know what these businesses are that are here in the community. And it does make it a little bit easier. Also, you don't really have to explain some of the relationships you may have in your life as you may have to with other bookkeepers who aren't in a similar situation. So I am definitely blessed in that way that I am able to help other small businesses, whether they are a part of the community or not, but those small businesses that are in the community, I'm able to already create that connection and have a little bit more understanding than some others who may not be a part of our community here in the local area and in the LGBTQ community.
Now, what are some of the biggest problems that you usually discover when you're first working with a new client?
Yeah, a lot of things that I discover when first working with a client, one is they don't do bank reconciliations, right? So to reconcile is taking your statement and matching it up with wherever you're keeping your books to ensure that they match. Or if they don't match, you know why they don't match, right? This check hasn't cleared yet. So it's on my books, but it hasn't hit my bank statement. Those are the things that make sense. But folks don't tend to do that reconciliation. They mark the transaction down and just kind of think that's the end of things. The second biggest thing, I think folks kind of trust what is coming in from the bank feed, right? A lot of softwares that do bookkeeping will connect directly to your bank and bring transactions directly over. And the transaction is going to do its best to categorize it for you, right? It wants to help reduce the amount of time you have to spend doing your books also, right? And so
it wants
as it goes
to,
in to categorize it.
But it doesn't. It That's why I need you.
It's not always successful, and that's exactly what I'm talking about here, right? The way it categorizes things is not necessarily the correct way to categorize things, right? Think about going to a big box store, right? You go and make a purchase at a big box store. Did you purchase clothes? Did you purchase food? Did you purchase supplies for your business? What did you purchase?
Right.
How is the software going to know that, right? And some of them are getting better in that they can read the receipts, but not all of them can. And so you can't just trust how the categorization is happening. Many of the softwares actually trust how your bank has categorized the transactions also. And I don't know about you, but I know that most of my bank transactions don't get categorized correctly.
No, because they just have an amount or, and like you're saying, it's just a generic thing. So if it's Best Buy, they're like, oh, it's an appliance. No, it was cables or it doesn't
right.
have the granularity. And that's, I'll tell you right now, before you look at our books, that's one of our biggest things is because I was like, oh, it'll be in the receipt. It'll be in the digital transaction. And I'm like, oh my God, it only has the amount. I have to remember what I bought.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly it. Right. And so you can't just trust what's being pulled over. And otherwise, it's going to bucket things for you. And that's okay. Right. But it's not really going to categorize things in the best way. So as we think about getting you not only categorized correctly, but also keeping you tax ready all year long, we want to make sure that we're categorizing things correctly. Because as you heard when I came and spoke at the business boot camp,
yes.
the Greater Phoenix Equality Chamber of Commerce, there's a difference between your expenses and your costs of goods sold, right? And so
right.
in order to really understand the difference between something that's just an expense that the business incurs and something that I incurred because of business I was doing or because of the goods I was selling, I need to know what the actual transaction was, right? So
right.
if you're not getting to that level, you may be leaving tax write-off on the table, right? And if I don't know that information as your bookkeeper, I can't get it in there correctly so that your tax accountant, as the time comes, can help you to accurately categorize those transactions on your taxes so that you can save the most money at the end of the year, right? And
right.
make sure that you're not paying more taxes than you should.
and to give, to help paint a picture for people, after you gave your educational seminar at the Business Boot Camp for the Equality, the Greater Equality Chambers, let's give them a plug because they're great, was when I realized that because I was so used to being, as an independent contractor, a services, always a services, I never worried about collecting taxes. And then I'm like, oh, wait, we have stickers and physical items. And you and I had the discussion that, oh, I probably should be collecting taxes on that. Now I have to go figure it out and back it out and all that other glorious work we get to do.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, I need a bookkeeper. And what you said also leads into my next question here, which is, what's the difference between bookkeeping, accounting, and tax preparation?
Sure. So accounting really just means a business having control of their financial accounts, right? I have accounts that all of my records go into. Inside of your accounts, both a bookkeeper and a tax person or a tax accountant can work, mm-hmm. right? So accounting is the field. Bookkeeping are two different. Bookkeeping and tax accountants are the two different levels of jobs that can work in those areas. Tax accountants, also sometimes called CPAs, right?
Okay.
So a bookkeeper can help you to do almost everything from a accounting perspective up to your the point where you're ready to file your taxes. We can help you do all of the preparation and get everything ready. We hand everything over to your tax accountant for you so that it saves you time and money with your tax accountant because they have less prep work to do. I was talking with a tax accountant just last week, actually, and the way they categorize it is a bookkeeper helps you to categorize and keep track of your finances. The tax accountant gets you think out of the box and help you find those ways that you can get the most out of your money and pay the least amount of taxes on the income that you are taking in.
And
right?
That, they want you and to they be able need to that information from the bookkeeper to know what loopholes or what things or what tricks or what advice they can give based on that information provided by the bookkeeper.
Exactly. Yeah, your bookkeeper and your tax accountant are going to be friends, right? Your bookkeeper and your tax accountant should be talking throughout the year to talk about, these are the categories I have. Is this how you want me to categorize things? What do you want moved into where, right? So that I can prepare it and, again, make it as easy as possible for the tax accountant. And then as new things come up, you go into a new venture or new accounts come up, that bookkeeper can always talk with the accountant to make sure that we're talking about those things early to make it easy as possible on the business. So your finances and your accounting team should be working on your behalf to make things as easy as possible for your business.
And to help with that, what are some small habits that a small business could do right now before things start spiraling later?
Yes, the best habit you can get into for your business is to take pictures of your receipts. Most systems that you use to track your books actually offer a module for this, right? You can take a picture. It will synthesize it itself, look to see if it can identify the transaction, categorize it, do all of that work. Whether it does that or not, great. If you can put it through there, that's awesome. But if you can't, literally just take a picture on your phone, right? We all know that receipts just have a habit of disappearing, right? They're usually little pieces of paper that are held on to. So
yes,
that's my first thing, is take a picture of it as soon as you run that transaction. You don't have to worry about it anymore. The second one is just be consistent. If you're doing your own books, that's totally fine. When you go into categorize things, just categorize it the same every time for the same type of purchase. Whether you're categorizing it correctly or incorrectly is not as big of a deal as long as you're doing it consistently. Because when you go talk to your tax accountant, say you're doing your own books, and you tell them how you're categorizing things, they may say, oh, that's not really where that belongs. But as long as they know that all of those transactions in there are the same thing, they can move those around into the categories where they would be. So I'd say take pictures is the first tip. The second tip is just be consistent. with how you're working in your books, whether that's keeping it in and doing it yourself or bringing in a bookkeeper who can be that consistency for you.
Now, we mentioned that we recently signed up with Watson Services. What are some things an organization like ourselves should realistically expect to get ourselves organized financially?
Great question. The biggest thing is if you're a business that's been around for a while and your books haven't been updated for a little bit, expect your bookkeeper to need some time to look at the books to see where you are. Next step would be coming together with that bookkeeper to develop a plan for your cleanup. And then once cleanup has been completed, you and your bookkeeper should talk about next steps for your ongoing bookkeeping needs. How many hours do you need on a normal monthly basis? What is that pricing going to look like for you? Who's going to do what as you talk about bookkeeping? And your bookkeeper should also be helping you with strategies to make things easier on you, whether that's creating a repository for you to drop things off for them or creating reports and dropping them off to you that you need on a normal basis, or even just meeting with you to talk through what your financial outlook looks like once a quarter to after they've entered and completed your books. That is something that you and your bookkeeper really should talk about, a plan that works best for you and your business. Our job should be to meet you where you are and help your business work the best way that you need it to work. We are really here as a support to keep your business moving on all cylinders. So if we're not giving you what you need, let us know. I know for me, if you tell me that you need something in a different format or in a different way, or you need something different that I'm not giving you, I'm going to do my darndest to get you what you need because I want to see you succeed as a business. And it's within my power to help you with these small tools from a bookkeeping perspective. If nothing else, I can take these worries off your hands. So you're not pulling your hair out at midnight trying to worry why your spreadsheet's not balancing. Those are worries that I can take off your hands and keep you financially solvent here as the business goes and in tune to how things are going.
Now, how important is clean bookkeeping when you try and grow a business long-term?
Clean bookkeeping is very important when you are looking to grow a business because many of us tend to overestimate what we're making on products or services that we offer. So if we are selling something for $10, we take that $10 and we think, wow, I just made $10, right? We don't always think about those costs that went into making that $10. So in keeping your books clean, whether you bring in a bookkeeper or not, you'll be able to look at your profit or loss on a recurring basis to see, are you doing enough in profit to make it worth your while to bring in a new product line or a new location or expand your office to bring on another employee? All of those are great questions that you should be asking your books, right? Looking at your financial statement and say, do I have the income and the profit to support these expenses that I want to take on to expand my business? So if you're not keeping your books clean and you're just looking at bank balances, it is very easy to run into an issue where you may have overpromised to your creditors, right? You may have more liabilities than you thought you had out there, right? More bills that are due for that same money that you brought in. So keeping your books clean is the best thing that you can do to help keep your small business healthy and moving forward, is to know what your financial perspective is from your business.
What are some common misconceptions people have about hiring a bookkeeper?
Yeah, common misconception that for hiring a bookkeeper, the biggest one is that they're going to charge me a ton of money, and for me to even talk to them is going to cost a lot. First of all, I offer free consultations, right? I'll have a conversation with you over the phone at no cost, right? I'm happy to answer questions. I want to make sure you get the right information so that you can make the right decision for your business. I know many other bookkeepers feel the same way, right? We just want to make sure you have the right information. Do we eventually want to help you if you decide the bookkeeping work is something you need help with? Yeah, we'd love to. I think another misconception is that bookkeeping is really expensive. Bookkeeping can be really expensive. It all just depends on what you're putting into it, right? So if you're taking those tips that I talked about and you're taking pictures of those receipts and either giving those to whoever's doing your book or uploading them into the system that you have, your bookkeeping can be very quickly done, especially for an experienced bookkeeper. Bookkeepers may charge more per hour than another employee that you could bring in, but just remember that you're paying for that experience, and that experience can allow them to process more in those same hours. I would say come in, talk to a bookkeeper, talk to them about what they expect your hours needs to be if you're looking to bring in a bookkeeper. And you can always expand what you bring in a bookkeeper for or contract it, right? A bookkeeper can be the person who is keeping track of your accounts receivable and your accounts payable if you want to go that far, or they don't have to be, right? That's something the business owner can retain. There are pieces that we can always work together on to help find the right package that works for you. Bookkeeping is a very customizable business to help support your business in being successful.
What advice would you give someone who feels completely overwhelmed by their business finances right now?
First, I get it. I've been there. That's why I became a bookkeeper. I totally understand where you're coming from. Second, I would say give somebody a call, right? Whether it's a bookkeeper or a friend, talk to somebody about what you're going through, get some insight as to where to go. And third, even if it's just for a couple of hours, bring somebody in to help you somewhere in your business, right? If you don't feel like you can give up the finances and it's something that you need to work through, bring somebody in to even help you with them, right? To work alongside you, show you how to work, right? I've done that with several business owners. If you don't want to have a bookkeeper actually take over your books, pay a bookkeeper to work through your books with you. We can show you how we would work your books and then help you to move forward. Even if it's just an hour of time with a bookkeeper, that can be really inexpensive, and we can help you to create a plan for your next steps forward so that you don't have to feel overwhelmed by all the tasks that sit in front of you. We can help you to prioritize and figure out what your next step is to get you moving and back on the right track again.
And a little closer to home, what pushed you to actually start Watson Services?
Now, I love that question. So I actually started Watson Services for two reasons. One, I have been very involved in the nonprofit sector, and we had a couple of the nonprofits that I worked with have had a really hard time retaining bookkeepers that charge a reasonable amount for a nonprofit to do their bookkeeping and know enough about the eccentricities of nonprofits, right? Small businesses are already complicated to work with, but nonprofits specifically have some different rules. And I decided that this was something I wanted to focus on so that I could help out small businesses and nonprofits to be able to look at their books and move forward. Secondly, the reason I looked into bookkeeping overall is about a year and a half ago, my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and what I was working on at that time wasn't something that I could do remotely. And so I started looking into jobs that I could do remotely. I paired that up with what I had been experiencing with the nonprofits out there. And so I went back to school and decided that I wanted to go through schooling to become a certified bookkeeper, which I'm proud to say I have done. I completed my schooling, I've taken my test, and have now made it into the point where I'm here and available to offer these services. But this was something that I could do that was easy enough for me to take wherever I needed to so that I could still be that support and have that flexibility to help out my mom, who I'm very happy to say is doing well. And awesome. We are still moving forward with everything that she's got going on. But I wanted to just take that opportunity to focus on small businesses, right? And help them to thrive and really to focus on what makes them great and what makes them special. Most people don't have a passion for numbers and spreadsheets. I do. And so I love that I'm able to work here in bookkeeping, and in my bookkeeping work, I can help them focus on what they're passionate about at the same time.
And that's what's great. That's what's awesome. That's one of the things that we love about you and Amanda, is that you're helping us fill those gaps of the things that we need but don't have any, one, education on how to do properly, as you're about to witness, and two, that if you have a passion for it and you love what you do, like I love doing this. I love doing these interviews. I love creating this content for the community and trying to get the community connected. I love writing the code to help build all the systems, to help connect all the people and make all this happen. And so it feels like a real privilege to be able to get to work with you and other small businesses in our community to help try and bring us all together. So thank you for that. Thank you for what you do. And you brought up the nonprofit thing, so I know we have some nonprofits that listen. What are some of the things that nonprofits have to deal with differently than traditional businesses?
A nonprofit, in addition to regular bookkeeping for traditional businesses, nonprofits also have to know who they're receiving donations from. They have to track specific attributes around their donations, right? Whether it's organizations or individuals, they have to track donations that make it to certain thresholds. They also have to track a couple of different kinds of expenses and incomes to ensure that they can keep their nonprofit status year over year. And though it's counterintuitive, nonprofits, a lot of them don't realize that they have to file taxes every year. Even if it's just the postcard version of their taxes that has to go back, or they choose to file the long form version of taxes, or if they're chosen to file that, but they have to file taxes every year. And a lot of nonprofits don't know that's something that they have to do. And they don't always have the tracking they need to fill out the tax forms. So a lot of bookkeeping for nonprofits is making sure that they have everything in place so that their tax filings go just as easy as any other business, right? They just don't tend to consider taxes as a part of the equation for a nonprofit business.
They're like, we're not making any money. Why do we need to talk about it?
Yeah, no one is taking your profit from your, yeah. But there's still taxes that have to be filed to keep that status. And a lot of nonprofits can get into big trouble for not having filed those taxes on a yearly basis.
Well, no, we
love helping them out to keep them in the right place and in compliance.
Well, sure. We love having people like you to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, because I write half words. So
fair.
where can listeners learn more about Watson Services or connect with you online?
Perfect. I love that. I am at watsonservices.com, or they can give me a call at 602-855-3770. I'm also on all social media platforms at Watson Services.
And you can also find them on the business directory as a founder. Bill, thank you so very much for doing this today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a founder. And of course, like I said, thank you ahead of time for all the mess that you're going to have to dig into.
Thank you so much for being a customer and for being an advocate for me and for our community. I really appreciate it, Bill.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma, and I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about substance use and sex. Let's talk about sex while using substances without judgment, because this is about harm reduction, not condemnation. If you choose to use, the goal is to stay informed, be prepared, and use as safe as possible, which can all add to the pleasure that you're seeking. That means knowing your limits, planning ahead, and having the right tools like protection, hydration, Narcan, and a plan to check in with yourself and your partners. Keep the conversation open, honest, and friendly. This approach helps everyone feel respected and supported no matter their choices. And if you do use alone, remember this, you don't have to be completely alone. Consider using the Never Use Alone phone hotline. Someone can stay on the phone with you to help keep you safe. So take care of yourself, take care of each other, and keep it friendly, because safety and support should always come first.
Pride lives here.
What another great conversation. A special thank you to Bill Watson for taking the time to sit down with Billy and share your story with the Gay PHX community. Thank you for everything you do and for reminding us that strong communities are built through service, relationships, and people who genuinely care about those around them. And thank you to everyone listening. Every time you download an episode, share it with a friend, attend a local event, or support an LGBTQ+ business, entertainer, organization, or nonprofit, you're helping strengthen our community here in Arizona. If you haven't explored everything Gay PHX has to offer lately, now's a great time. Visit gayphx.com to discover hundreds of LGBTQ+ events happening throughout Arizona. Browse our growing directory of businesses and organizations. Listen to Gay PHX Live, featuring LGBTQ+ music and community interviews throughout the day, and catch up on all of our recent live streams whenever it's convenient for you. And while the temperatures might say it's summer, our community certainly isn't taking the season off. In fact, this is one of the most important times of the year to get out and support our local entertainers, performers, venues, and LGBTQ+ businesses. Summer can be one of the toughest seasons for attendance. So if you've been thinking about catching a drag show, seeing a local musician, visiting your favorite neighborhood bar, or checking out an event you've never experienced before, now is the perfect time. Your support truly makes a difference, and it's what helps keep the community thriving all year long. Before I go, I'd also like to invite you to visit amorypack.com. Whether you're interested in learning more about the pup community, looking for educational or support resources, or simply curious about another welcoming corner of our LGBTQ+ family, we'd love to help you learn more. Community starts with a conversation, and we'd love to have that conversation with you. It's been a privilege and an honor helping out while Billy catches up behind the scenes. One of the things I love most about our community is how people step up to support one another, and I'm grateful to be part of that spirit. I'm Delos with AmoryPack. Thanks for listening, take care of one another, support local whenever you can, and we'll see you next time on Gay PHX.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.